Speaking of seeing what he's got for us, let's check in with Shane Crawford. What a man! The 1999 Brownlow medalist, champion of the Hawks, and these days just dominating proceedings in the world of racing with the Tab as well, doing great things. Crawford, good morning.
Hey, Daniel. Great to speak to you, Adam. Nice to speak to you. Hope you're going well.
We are going well. How are you coping with four mad kids at your house?
You want the honest answer? Not well.
Yeah, I want the honest answer.
Trying times, but you know what? What do? You just got to try and charge your head. So I'm looking forward to better weather and hopefully getting outside a bit more in the upcoming months. But I am hurting, not being able to obviously go along to the races and hang out with your friends and have a good time. So that hurts, and obviously the football as well.
Well, I want to talk to footy with you a little bit later on, but tell me more about this this racing league you're involved in, Crawford, and what the punters can get involved in out there in RSN land that would be lapping this opportunity up. Tell me more.
Mate, this is right up your alley, Harford. Don't you worry about that. No, it is, because, you know, obviously being involved in horse racing, it's a great thing. It's something I've always done. I love it. But, you know, this is an affordable way for people to get themselves involved. You put in $200. You become a part of a racing league, but you get six premium race horses. So there'll be two tried horses, so they'll be ready to go. So you hit the track straight away, and then you get four yearlings. You've got a budget of $2 million, so you're on average about $330,000 a horse.
Wow.
Which went for $220,000. So all it is $200, and you're a part of a racing league where we take on New South Wales with Laurie Daly. We take on Billy Slater with Queensland. The Victorian team, unfortunately, have to deal with me, but we're the Vic Hustlers after Weekend Hustler. So,
TRL.net,
check it out. There's a video on there. It goes for about 30 seconds. It'll explain it all, and people are going to love it. So you've actually become the owner. You have a decision on the sales. You have a decision on the trainers. The trainers have to pitch to train your horse, and it's the first racing league ever in the world to be done, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, I get six horses, do I, for $200? Is that what you're saying?
You get six horses, and not just six horses that are not very well bred. These horses are going to be beautifully bred, and you have every chance of them hopefully not only winning a race, but maybe a group race, or possibly winning, as we all dream, the Cox Plate or the Melbourne Cup or one of the great races. But, you know, on the back of that, there's, you know, events and functions. It's just going to be like a huge theme. But the thing is, you own and become a decision maker. So you're always involved in the process, which, you know, it's new. It's a cheap way. And especially for Victorians right now, we've done it bloody tough, but it's been pretty bloody hard. So you need something to look forward to. It's not going to break the bank. And it's a thing you can do with all your family and friends and sporting clubs and mates. And it's nice to be a part of it. Mate, there's only a matter of time before Daniel Harford jumps on board.
A matter of time. Right. I'm all over this stuff. I'm all over this.
Hey,
I'm a Leviathan.
Hey, Croft, you've been involved in horse racing for a long time and ownership. I mean, I guess it's one of those things for only $200. It's a great sort of introduction for people into horse racing ownership as well.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it is for a long time, a lot of people think, oh, it's just not possible and I just can't get there, whereas this gives them a great opportunity to get involved. So it's great for racing. It's going to introduce new owners, you know, and give them a bit of a snapshot of what it's all about and hopefully a great time. And, you know, racing's done such a wonderful job during, 2020. They've been a real leader in everything they've done. And, you know, I think a lot of people at home, they've been watching the races, even if they haven't had a strong interest in it. So this is certainly going to help in many different forms. And the more owners we can get in horse racing, the better, because it's a great industry. I love it. I love everything about it, the social interaction, you know, backing a winner, you know, the sales. It's just good people, real people, and that's what it's all about.
Now, one of the great things about being involved in a team, Crawford, is the end-of-season trip. Is there an end-of-season in the racing league trip?
Well, absolutely, yeah. There's plenty of trips planned. I know the Kentucky Derby was just on, and I was reminiscing because I went there last year and got to witness things like that. But, that's certainly the plan, you know, whether it be from the picnic events all the way up to the Kentucky Derby. Don't you worry. We need to get out of this country. We need to get some things happening on the agenda, and that's certainly, definitely high on the list.
That's a very good point. We know that you excel in those periods of the season as well. So we're looking forward to that. TRL.net is where you need to go to find out more about the Racing League and get yourself interested or register your interest on the website. And for $200, six horses, premium horses too. That's a great system. That is Croft. And you get to hang out with one of the all-time greats in Shane Crawford. Now, Croft, the Hawks, what are we doing at the Hawks? Shane, are we rebuilding?
We're picking another side to support for the next few years. Well, this year coming into the season, they were very hopeful. Like, they really consider themselves a contender. So it's been a huge fail year for the Hawks. Like, start of the year, we were 3-1. But, you know, we're homesick. The MCG, we need the MCG because we don't have leg speed, so we need to move the ball by hand or foot nice and quick, and we need a bit of space. But, yeah, it's been a very disappointing year. But I know Alistair Clarkson's an angry little man, and he hates losing. And there's no way that he's going to try to sit down on the bottom for a year or two and then work his way back up. So it'll be an interesting off-season. A lot of decisions need to be made on a lot of great senior players, and they've been great. But like in horse racing, you know, when a horse gets a little bit older and just can't sort of perform where you need it to, sometimes you've got to make the hard calls. And it's going to be, yeah, Hawthorn will be certainly one club that everyone will be focusing on in what they do and how they go about rejuvenating the list. But you look at Gold Coast, you know, you can see nothing but blue sky, you know, with sides like that. And then you've got, obviously, the Giants and the Demons, who you get extremely frustrated with, mainly from a work point of view, a work ethic point of view. So, yeah, it's interesting times in the AFL world. Loving it because it's a bit unpredictable. But, you know, that's why we love AFL football. It's a good game.
I think you make a good point that going into this year, Hawthorn had high hopes internally that they would be a good team. So do you think they need to make dramatic change, or do you think it's more a little bit of sort of renovating around the edges?
Well, it's hard to make dramatic change on the list. And, you know, he's made the tough calls over the last 5 or 6 years with Jordan Lewis, with Luke Hodge, Sam Mitchell. He had conversations with them saying, I love you. You've been amazing. Thank you so much. But I've only got you here for one more year. You know, so he's been those upfront conversations where the players really understood where they're at, but he understood where the list was going. Whereas when you look back now, they've probably made the wrong decision with a lot of the older ones they've kept on this year. They had to be a bit harsher on, you know, breaking ties with them. And he was probably thinking they still had that extra year or so to produce, but unfortunately a lot of the senior ones just haven't been able to get that consistent football going this year, whereas they've been such wonderful contributors to a football club. So maybe he's mellowed a bit in his age, Pico, and he's become a bit more loyal rather than ruthless. And yeah, unfortunately for the Hawks, the season started so well. They were 3-1 and they've gone into hub life, and I thought out of all the clubs that would thrive in hub life, they're so well organised, and he's such a wonderful coach in the way he drives the football club. I thought if any club's going to thrive, it would be the Hawthorn Football Club, but it's been the absolute opposite. So, yeah, I'm sure he's scratching his head, and that's why he's causing a lot of trouble in post-match interviews.
Yes, he's diverting attention perhaps at the moment is Clarko. We'll see how it all ends up, Croft, but we can hang out with you at the Racing League, TRL.net, for more information on that. Nice to chat, mate. Take care.
No, all the best. Love the show. See you, boys.